Well, hello. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz coming to you from beautiful California on a Tuesday night. It's midnight on the East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific. Hawaii time is 7. And it's just you and me tonight. What do you think of that? We're alone tonight. Sherry Kane is off recuperating from this weekend. It was a very, very busy weekend. We spent that time all at the Whole Life Expo. And the Conscious Life Expo in L.A., and it was very interesting. Met a lot of very interesting people there, including Rob Simone. And I don't know if you heard, on Sunday night, we did a coast-to-coast interview on the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. So thank you for your prayers, because you out there who prayed, I got it done. At least an excellent e-book is online right now at healthyworldstore.com. And you can go there for $9.98. You can download about a 450-page ebook called The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. Well, we'll talk about prayer. Well, thanks to the Creator and thanks to your blessings, we've advanced this wonderful work. And I wanted to start the show as I pretty much normally do, and sometimes we forget, and we should never forget the glorious Creator. So let's give it up to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, thank you for this wonderful blessing of the opportunity to commune with not only you, but each other on this network. Thanks for BBSRadio.com that brings the Insight Hour to all these folks. Thanks for all the folks that are listening, and thanks for the blessing administered to all the folks who are listening tonight. I ask at this time of joy, in celebration in the streets of Egypt, that we, the people in America, can join hearts, that our hearts combine in joy and love for the celebration of freedom, for this movement that is now taking place in our hearts, filled with bravery, joy, love, and faith. And that this prayer be manifested and multiplied in our hearts, that our hearts may open with the key to the house of David, 528 hertz frequency, and that this frequency can resonate eternally and uplift us in the most magnificent ways, reflecting your glory, greatness, mercy, love, and sustainability. We thank you for this program tonight, and may the blessings pour out on all of the Insight Hour listeners so that, again, we can serve you to the best of our ability in health, happiness, joy, and prosperity in all ways. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us, folks. We also want to give thanks to our sponsors for tonight, healthyworldstore.com, where I mentioned you can get the book of 528. It just went up the other day, and it is really awesome. I'm telling you, there's so much that we could talk about. I'm going to open up the phone lines tonight early. It's just you and I tonight, so I'm going to have you recommend to you the toll-free number to call in the United States and Canada is 888-815-9756, and we'll take your calls all night. Whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your heart, let's get into it tonight. The HealthyWorldStore.com sponsorship is really greatly appreciated. The phones have been ringing, and the orders have been coming in vigorously since the Insight Hour, since the Coast to Coast program. I don't know if you can tell this, but I'm fatigued. I got about 1 hour sleep the other night, and then we drove back from the event, and I'm still recovering. So at any rate, the program has generated a lot of interest in 528, and a lot of folks are purchasing the book. A lot of folks are purchasing the tuning fork, and it is very, very powerful. There's a number of ways to use the 528 tuning fork, and it's also, I understand today, the book of 528 has just gone up on the Healthy World Affiliates website, and upon the request of many affiliates that, actually, if you haven't joined the affiliate program, you really should. Go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com and partner with us. It takes 2 minutes to sign up. There's no monthly fees like other affiliate programs or multi-level organizations. You can just go on there, sign up, 2 minutes of your time, and you'll be given a $10,000 valued website with which you can literally have a turnkey business operation in collaboration and partnership with us as we advance an alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization. This is Healthy World Organization. And what we're doing is, as I mentioned months ago on the Inside Hour here, that we have divided our company up and virtual given out pieces of it and this opportunity out so that we can manifest greater blessings in the world, save many more lives, and bring tremendously awesome products to the forefront. A lot of the products, in fact, most of the products on the Healthy World affiliate program, that's healthyworldaffiliates.com, are resonating at 528. And that, for those of you who are just joining us tonight, is the reason that the botanical world is mostly greenish-yellow. It is the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close. Those are spiritual portals, mostly to your heart. This is the love frequency, and that this is the revelation and musical, mathematical vibration that brings this love and peace, this shalom and prosperity in all ways, this divine human communion, because it is with love, the universal healer, that God administers everything, that the center of the universe, in fact, the center of everything, is vibrating at 528 hertz frequency. And it's very, very interesting, if you get into the mathematics, which we've done in the book of 528, to be able to understand, gee whiz, it even solves what is called the Pythagorean crisis. I never heard of that before doing the research on it, but if you think about the difference between rational and irrational mathematics. You remember back in grade school when the teachers came in and they said, the math teachers came in and said, you know, there's rational math and rational numbers, and then there's irrational numbers. And you and I scratched our heads and said, what the heck is an irrational number? It's hard enough to figure out what the rational numbers are, let alone irrational numbers, and that those irrational numbers actually are the cause of things like the calendar, the annual calendar, being off just enough that you've got to compensate by having leap year every few years. So something doesn't jive. I mean, the Creator doesn't use irrational numbers. The Creator creates in whole number ratios and whole notes, and or whole note ratios, if you're looking at the musical mathematics of creation. We know there are nine core creative frequencies to the universe, of which that 528 hertz frequency is the third note of the circle of the original musical scale. It's called the solfeggio, the ancient solfeggio. So the third note, do, re, mi, or ut, re, mi, mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English, the miracle note of the universe is the universal healer, love, 528 hertz frequency. And that's a rational number. And it's so rational, it's so real, and it's so vital. If you add the numbers, it comes out to a six. It was Tesla who said, if humanity only knew the powers of the three sixes and nines, it would be a completely different universe. Now, he didn't, that's a quote. He didn't say a completely different planet. He said a completely different universe. Because you see that the universe is coherently connected, vibrationally connected, musically, mathematically, harmonically connected, and that when you and I get our hearts right and we start to generate love, 528, what happens is that resonant frequency issues out, resonates out, just like a pebble in a pond. You have this beautiful circular flow of energy that radiates outward to the farthest shores. Well, if the farthest shores are the event horizon of the double toroid structured universe that's based on the mathematics we're talking about tonight, then suddenly you realize, gee whiz, one heart can make a huge difference in the universe, not just the planet. And so we've got a lot of issues that we've got to deal with, not just on our planet, but in each and everyone's bodies, with the pollution and the intoxication And I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a pretty serious flu going around, influenza. We can talk about that tonight. We can talk about what to do for the flu if you want. There's a toll-free number again. It's 888-815-9756 in the United States and Canada. And if that line's tied up, there's two other numbers. They are, line one is 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602. And 530-413-4510 is line two if the numbers get held up. But this concept of there being this musical mathematical matrix that we want to vibe to in communion with not just our Creator and each other, but with nature generally, the botanical world. You know, this greenish-yellow color, it's so uplifting and it's so healing. It's the color of wheatgrass, isn't it? In natural health and eating raw and feeling like you want to go natural instead of pharmaceutical, you can get a tremendous amount of healing. In fact, this is musical medicine, where you begin to realize that the frequency vibrations of chlorophyll, that which turns the energy from the sun into sustainability for our biology, this is a tremendous blessing, and it's transmitted vibrationally, energetically, spiritually. It is the Holy Spirit that heals. No drugs can match. Nothing, in fact, can match the healing power of love and the Holy Spirit power of divine love and perfection. And that's what this is. It's basically communing with where it's not broken, communing where there's no dissonance, there's no dis-ease, there's no stress, there's no torment, there's no fear, in fact. The reality in what Jesus called the kingdom of heaven that he said was near is this place in quantum physics called the quantum field of potential, into which sound vibrations can create miraculously, literally, manifestations of sacred geometric forms, such as the carbon-6 ring of organic chemistry, that is, every cell in your body, every chemical in the organic world is based on the resonant vibration and the sacred geometric manifestation of this musical mathematics. So there is a perfect circle of sound. And this thing I mentioned a few minutes ago called the Pythagorean crisis, I'm going back to that because in irrational numbers and in the irrational world, or in this non-kingdom of heaven we call Babylon, and Babylon is falling now because it's irrational, it's hypocritical, and it's certainly intoxicating we the people. So that this concept that something's off, and what is it? What's the fundamental, what Pythagoras called the crisis? It was also called the Pythagorean comma. Well, you know what a comma is in a sentence. It divides two conjunctions in a sentence, and that the sentence is one and whole, but it's suddenly divided by a comma. Same thing with the universe. And there is this musical mathematical matrix that's perfect, but then man comes along with irrationality and tries to kind of like play music and measure time and have scaling based on irrationality instead of whole note ratios, whole mathematical numbers. The rational numbers, if you remember back to grade school math, those are either whole numbers or they're numbers that are partial numbers that the whole number, the single digit or the whole number, is separated by the decimal point followed by a repeating pattern of numbers. So let's say 51.33333333333 on to eternity, that is a rational number. Versus, let's say, modern phi or pi, 3.1468, it goes on, and it's completely irrational, and there's no rhyme or reason, there's no pattern. But look at nature. Look at a blade of grass. Look at a leaf. There's a pattern. In fact, there's a polarity. The left side matches the right side pretty much. I mean, it's off slightly, but the reality is you look at your own body. You've got two arms and two legs, and it divides the midline, and in the midline, you know, it reflects the left side, kind of reflects the right side. There is a polarity and a pattern that is reflecting, in this particular case of the human being, the pentagon, the pentagonal shape. Well, it turns out when you read the book of 528, the pentagonal shape, like every sacred geometric form, is completely dependent on 528. 528 is the reason you have precisely 5,280 feet in a measured mile. So that number, when you begin to look at it and you start to research it, it begins to ultimately solve the Pythagorean crisis, the Pythagorean comma that divides the clock, if you will, or the calendar, if you will. Now, this work is largely advanced, major contribution by Ernest McLean, complete genius, absolute incredible. If you ever get a chance to read some of McLean's books, you'll be blessed by doing that. And I reviewed some of those books for the book of 528. And that's where I realized what the Pythagorean comma is. It is 528. It's missing. It's missing in what's taking place today. And of course, this missing element that would bring us into a state of rationality from irrationality, into a state of bliss virtually, into a state where we could literally manifest miraculous healing from our hearts, from our heartfelt loving intention to have a miraculous cure for anything and everything. It literally comes from the source of the Creator's heart. And there's this concept of phase locking. Phase locking, or coherence, vibrational, spiritual coherence between your loving heart and the Creator's loving heart. You've heard it said that if the Creator is for you, then who could stand against you? Nothing. No one. You've heard it said that if you have as little faith as a mustard seed, you could move mountains. Thank you, Jesus. The reality is that a mustard seed has completely, maximum faith, because there's no ego there. There's just this genetic strand, and DNA, you'll learn, is a circle like everything else. It's in a circular pattern. It's based on the mathematics of the Marco Rodin's. In fact, Marco Rodin's a brilliant mathematical genius who, again, I've had the privilege of knowing and integrating into the book of 528 is Rodin's work, where you begin to see a simple number pattern and what he calls the infinity pattern, starting with 1, doubling that to 2, doubling that to 4, doubling that to 8, doubling that to 16, and then you reduce the 16, where you go 8 and 8 is 16, where 1 plus 6 is 7. So you begin to develop this pattern, which looks like two angels' wings in a circle. And that pattern is exactly like repeating segments of DNA. It's the same type of repeating pattern that is seen not just in the microscopic realm of DNA, but in the macrocosmic realm of the universal construction. The standing gravitational wave of the universe, in fact, which holds everything together, which manifests all physical matter throughout the universe, honoring the numbers 3, 6, 9, just like Tesla said, if humanity only knew those powers of the 3, 6s, and 9s, it would be a completely different universe. According to Russian space-time physicist Hartmut Müller, you've got this 3, 6, and 9 pattern. In fact, It's manifesting inside what he calls the standing gravitational wave, the gravity, the force, the main force of gravity holding everything, including you and me together, is this great wave, and that this pattern exists, a subwave within the wave, the N6, he called it. And, of course, 528 is a 6. It's a miracle 6, in fact, that this pattern reflects exactly Rodin's infinity pattern. The precise structure of this infinity pattern is not only in Hart Mueller's space-time physical analysis of the structure of the universe, it's extremely obvious when you look at the structure of DNA. So this is kind of like what all of nature, pi, phi, Fibonacci series, is based on, and it fundamentally is based on love. It's based on love, because 528 love, what we're now heralding as the key to the house of David, this is now Isaiah 22:22 in the book of Revelation 3:6-8. That's the Old and New Testament. So the prophecy in the Old and New Testament is the same, where in these end times, when you have wars and rumors of wars and earth changes and weather changes and great plagues, like we're witnessing, there's a spreading flu right now that I pray will not touch you, that you be protected by divine love, the blessings of Yeshua, that you cover yourself with the blood of Yeshua, and that nothing can touch you but love. That this concept now was stated in the Old Testament and New Testament, that there would be a sixth angel, the number six again, in the end times, these end times, would come to open doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. And those are spiritual portals. Man can't open spiritual portals unless you're a physicist and unless you're dealing with the kind of like the etheric energy and scalar energies and electromagnetic energies. I mean, in the old days, I know the Levitical priests were aware of these things, but not too many other people. But the fact is that the Creator is the administrator of all of these supernatural or metaphysical powers. It's beyond physical matter. It's spiritual movement, dynamics of energy, positive and negative charges, and even subatomic particles that relay energetics, electromagnetics, polarities, and that those waves are extremely powerful. In fact, in homeopathy, where the water transmits the energy, the smaller the amount of energy, the larger the effect. So these tiny little energy, the sound and light, the photons and phonons of energy that come from the smallest particles, these potentially are extremely powerful. And this whole concept of us being able to tap into these energies and use these energies for health and prospering in all ways, healing ourselves, protecting ourselves. You know, that's how we have another sponsor, OxySilver. That's what OxySilver is based on, this understanding. When I co-formulated OxySilver, this whole concept, I mean, initially the product was developed by NASA scientists that wanted to figure out how do you keep astronauts healthy in space when you're reusing all of the water and it's all being recirculated, even the urine is recirculated there and used for drinking water. Question in space is how do you do it? Same question here. How do you do it with optimal protection against infectious diseases? And you did it with microfine silver. What's microfine silver? Silver in general is a superconductor of energy. The electrons flow. The energy flows through silver, copper, and gold better than any of the elements in the periodic table. Water is also, just like I mentioned in homeopathy, an energy storage facility. It's the sacred geometry of the tetrahedron. God's name, Tetragrammaton, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, is reflected in the tetrahedron structure of the water molecule. and that is an energy receiver and transmitter. And literally, it's a memory device. It holds the energy. It holds that resonant frequency and can continue to emit it. In fact, now, if you want to think about it, you don't have to believe in reincarnation to understand how your ancient ancestors might be expressing themselves through you right here, right now. Because the reality is that the genetics is all swimming in a sea of structured water, which is exactly the shape I'm speaking of, this six-sided hexagonal shape structuring of the water based on the tetrahedron structure, and all of it, everything I'm talking about is fundamentally based on 528 love. It wouldn't exist. Think about that measured mile I mentioned, 5,280 feet, based on 528. Measurement of a mile, measurement of the distance between Earth and the Moon, all of it is based on 528. Because you see, this concept of a circle, everything is a circle. And that's why the whole note in music represents the whole cosmic and universal essence. Everything is represented by the circle. Now, this is ancient understandings. If you take that circle and you slice it in half with a line, now you're looking at the symbol for phi. And so that symbol for phi represents the separation, the initial separation of the whole, the separation that's reflected in Michelangelo's drawing of the Creator coming down from heaven and touching man, creating man, and energetically blessing the human being to be a holy child of the Creator, a division of self, a division of the great I Am. The powerful Creator has now created powerful co-creators that were given free will in order to choose to co-create positively that which is good, such as let there be light, out pops the sun, and it was good. So that's not what we're creating today with our silence. It's not what we're creating today necessarily when we turn a blind eye to what's going on in the world today, the genocides, the wars, the corrupt politicians, the incredibly corrupt, demonic Church of Satan advocates that are advancing this pedophilia phenomenon and child trafficking and all sorts of weird things that they're engaged in, drug trafficking, manipulation of the mass mind through media, mass media persuasion, pharmaceutical intoxication and environmental pollution and degradation and degeneration of the culture in every which way possible. Nope, that's not loving. That's not in vibration. That's not coherent with the way that the universe is constructed. So what is it? It's a sin. It's off the mark. The original term of sin being a Greek archery term, being off the mark. This information I'm sharing tonight is pretty much directly from the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. You can go to the book of 528.com and download a copy of it. Also, you can go to my website, drlenhorowitz.com, and at the very top, you can click on the banner there. You see a nice picture of Robert Simone and myself and the Coast to Coast emblem, and you click on that and you'll be able to listen to, after the show tonight, 3-hour, almost, actually minus the commercials, broadcast that we did on Coast to Coast on Sunday night. If you missed it, it's awesome. It was historic. We prayed for America. We prayed for the American people, that our hearts would open and join in celebration with the great Egyptian people whose bravery and faith and love and joy now in celebration musically in the streets they're celebrating in Egypt tonight. Because the reality is that their doors that were closed have now been opened. Their opportunities, their choices, consistent with divine promise of having freedom and this massive transfer of wealth stored up by the wicked, for the meek, for the loving. It shall come to pass because it's our destiny, and destiny is laid out musically, mathematically. Why do I say that? Well, think about it. If the scientists can determine well in advance where a planet is going to be positioned in the solar system at any given time, then that planet is being directed by the law. The musical mathematical matrix determines where that planet is going to be at a certain time in history. Likewise, because you're an entity too, and that phi symbol dividing the whole, the creator in half, and you're the other half, suddenly you realize you're part of the matrix. And that means your destiny too is being fulfilled, isn't it? That reconciles why it says in the Bible that the Creator knew you before you were born and knows you after you go. Because the fact is, your destiny's been laid out. And the question becomes, are you willing to choose your destiny? Are you willing to, or are you fighting against it? Are we fighting as a people against our own sustainability? And is our silence, this conspiracy of silence, coming out of fear, not faith? Is that detracting from our ability to be sustainable, to have what we want, to have peace on earth, to have world health, to have joy and prosper in all ways? So this heart, this 528 heart connection that's opening up the doors that no man can close or open, that it's a spiritual blessing, it's a choice. It's a choice making evolution and consciousness that we need to make. We've got to choose enlightenment. We've got to choose bettering ourselves and improving our planet. Healing our planet, healing ourselves, healing nature, healing everything that's around us, and what better way to heal but with love? Love being the universal healer. So this is a magnificent time in history where suddenly the doors of love are opening, and we get a chance to choose it, or we get a chance to choose something less. And something less is in dissonance with 528. It's in dissonance with love. It's in dissonance to the way that we've been constructed. It's in dissonance to the way the entire universe is constructed. And this is what makes me laugh, because it's just so simple. It's just incredibly simple, and it's so stupid to do anything but to vibe in harmony with divinity and love. It really is nonsensical. So the Illuminati's got no chance. They've got no hope. They are coming down, because the fundamental reality is the entire cosmos is shifting to bring on this energy transformation, this enlightenment, age of enlightenment, this era of peace on earth shall come to pass precisely as prophesied by not just the Judeo-Christian community and the prophets and the saints and those who wrote the book of Revelation. And you've got, from Moses to John, you've got these prophecies being now coming to pass. And this is now a time in history where we've got to make the right choices if we want to be saved, spiritually and physically. And those choices are just so simple, so laid out. I mean, think about this for a second. What does the Illuminati have? What do they really think they're going to hold on to? I mean, this is just such a playing of the book of Revelation being played out here. The Illuminati have, I guess, two powerful assets. They've got satellites, and they've got cell phones, and pretty much television sets. That's about it. That's what they've got. And you've got the almighty God of the universe, the creator of everything, who's now determined to have everything shift for 1,000 years of world peace, and those who have ears to hear and the sense to align their hearts in love with the frequency flow from the creator's heart to our hearts, and be in divine human communion and express that interpersonally in our relationships and play the music of divinity instead of demonic insanity, to play the music of 528. And by the way, folks, if you haven't been on the website, 528records.com or i528tunes.com. Instead of iTunes, go to i528tunes.com and upload your music. Because if you upload your music there, you can download it. It'll be downloaded. It's a by donation service. We ask for a donation. If you don't have the money to do it, then that's fine too. Just make it happen. Upload your favorite music. You're going to have to probably pay for it in iTunes or get it somewhere where you've paid for it. Upload it. It's your property, and it then becomes our property to do what you've asked us to do, which is transpose it into 528 hertz frequency. Then we mail it back to you in a file that you open, and you play, and it sounds pretty much the same, but there's something that happens miraculously inside your body. It's in vibrational coherence, phase locking back into the matrix of the Creator's heart. The musical mathematical matrix of creation are based on that perfect circle that I mentioned earlier, that perfect circle of sound. 9 core Creator frequencies by which the entire universe is constructed. The ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, those 6 original solfeggio frequencies. They were 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, and 852. Those were the original 6. And then by intuitive blessing, I was able to come up with the final 3. And it's real easy. It's real simple. If you go into the book of 528, it shows you there how you can easily do it. And it's not hard to figure it out. It's a pattern. You just follow the numbers. And suddenly now you realize you've got a perfect circle of sound by which the universe is constructed. And then if you understand that you're having the opportunity to choose to be in harmony with divinity instead of in dissonance. And another revelation that's extraordinary in the book of 528 is you realize that the Rockefeller cartel, the Rockefeller Foundation, from military investigations, had determined that the A440 hertz standard tuning frequency would induce mass hysteria. And they began in the 1950s to implement that, and that's suddenly why we had rioting when Elvis Presley was singing. You begin to realize that that's 1939, they began to implement the standard tuning, the British Standards Institute, and what was it that was complained about at that time by Europe's top musical genius? His name was Llewellyn Lloyd, and he published in the British Royal Society of the Arts a complaint that the standard tuning of A440 would cause all of the musicians to have a major problem in the concerts and the orchestras, because if you made them, compelled them to tune to A440, which, by the way, is the devil's interval between the, when you tune to A440, your F sharp ends up being 741 hertz. That tone in musicology compared to 528 is in such dissonance to love. It's so abrasive and aversive, it's called the devil's tone in musicology. And that when that note is played, when we're now listening to the world standard tuning, Llewellyn Lloyd said that this was a tragedy because it's inconsistent with what musicians and vocalists feel in their hearts. Again, most musicians, if you talk to any good musician, they become the instruments. They go into an altered state when they're playing. It doesn't involve so much egoic left brain function when they're engaged in living the music that they're playing. It's kind of like you've heard years ago, the inner game of golf or the inner tennis, the inner tennis game, the concept of being the instrument, having a connection to whatever instrument you're playing. So, and especially you see this in the great vocalists and the entertainers. You remember Ray Charles? His whole body would sway. His eyes were closed. Same thing with Stevie Wonder. Their bodies become the instruments. And they're in joy, the harmony, and the expression of divinity in the act of performing and singing. The best vocalists will tell you that their actions, their performances are based in celebration of the Creator and the love that's in their hearts for this beautiful music making is really the essence and is the greatest joy as a musician that you can experience. And that's where the most finest performances. You know, I remember, I'll tell you a little story that happened to me when I was in high school. I looked like Tony in West Side Story, so I was character cast as Tony in our high school senior play, West Side Story, and I loved the part. It was awesome. And the only problem was it was a tenor's role. It was a role for tenors, and I'm a bass baritone. So I had a big problem, and my loving parents, I praise my parents for having the, you know, putting aside whatever money they could to send me for vocal lessons. So here I was in vocal lessons, and I did everything in my power to be able to sing that high A note in Maria, right? Maria. And you can't get there if you're a bass baritone. I mean, it's just like almost physically impossible. It's a tenor's role. So I remember, just not being able to do it in the night of the performance, the night of the first performance. I mean, I literally went through the dress rehearsals, not able to do it. We did the album even early in the morning before the main performances, and I messed that up. And we get to the main performance, and I know I prayed. I typically pray before I go on stage since I was young. I still do that every time I go on stage now. And I prayed before I went on that night, and somehow, miraculously, I'll tell you, I hit that high A note perfectly, and it felt like I could have hit, you know, four or five notes higher than the A. It came from a place that I had never, ever, ever experienced before. I didn't know even how it happened. All I know is I was grateful that it happened, and I was blown out that it did. So that place that you're in coherence with that Holy Spirit power of divine love that sources from the Creator's heart. That's what all the finest vocalists and musicians seek in their performances. And that essentially is explained in the book of 528. You're literally going. You're allowing yourself by choice and by faith. Look at the heart, folks. If you ask yourself, where does faith reside in your body? Everyone pretty much says it's your heart. Where does joy reside? In your heart. Where does love reside? In your heart. And where does bravery reside? Brave heart. And so you begin to realize that's what the Egyptian movement for freedom, the revolution of the people, we the people, our brothers and sisters in Egypt, they allowed themselves to open their hearts with love, faith, joy, and this confidence for miraculous transformation of society based on divinity and the expression thereof. This is the opportunity that we all have right now. It's the opportunity that we have to move from this conspiracy of silence that is based on fear, which is not in your heart, that's in your head. It's the 741 frequency. In fact, read the book of 528. Again, that website is thebookof528.com. Get it. It's $9.98, and you'll be one of the first people on the planet, because it just went up the other day, to receive this magnificent blessing of revelation, the most powerful, wonderful, uplifting, spiritually and destiny-fulfilling revelations. It explains pretty much everything. It explains how Yeshua, just like this example, this metaphor of a singer being in phase locking, in coherence with the resonance of love from the Creator's heart. This is the same concept that Jesus was attempting to teach us, that it's all about love. That's the whole Old Testament can be brought into basically two commandments. Love the Creator with all your heart, soul, and might, and love each other as brothers and sisters. So this concept of being phase-locked into the kingdom of heaven that Jesus said was near, he didn't mean temporarily far off in time. He didn't mean that in 2012, December 25th, suddenly we're going to have the kingdom of heaven. There's a lot of people that aren't going to be around. Things that, you know, look at the flu that's going around now. I mean, you know, you have no idea, nor do I, what the Illuminati will do at this time in history. They're desperate. They're egoic. They're egocentric and psychotic. The Church of Satan, with what they're doing as an agent for the Illuminati, is beyond sick. So we have no idea, for those who have no protection in the angels of protection that are brought about by faith. Faith is one of the two most important keys. The other is prayer. Faith from your heart, same vibration. The concept that in the heart I mentioned, the emotions of joy, of the sense of freedom and well-being, this resonant energy of bravery and faith, that this is all part of what I believe is a central triad. The old musicians, the ancient classical musicians, used to talk about central triads in their music. And this concept of 741 is a resonant energy which is linked to 440 Rockefeller-induced standard tuning. This institutionalization of standard tuning of A440 stimulates the ego, stimulates the rational brain, which is essentially why we have today this new god of science that pagans pray to. A few months ago, it came out that you had J. Craig Venter from Celera Corporation that stole the Human Genome Project from the universities on behalf of his paymasters, George Soros et al., that they stole the Human Genome Project, and the patents are now mostly going to Rockefeller University. And that this whole tragedy, he comes out with about 3 months ago and says, God is dead, God never existed, that we now know the secrets of creation. We now can produce new life. Well, gee whiz, you got to be a complete idiot to believe that. You know, the simplest concept, I mean, is an indicator of how dumbed down and mind-controlled and how powerful the mass media is for the simpletons out there that turn it on and get hypnotized and demonically induced into this dogma that, you know, is beyond sane. I mean, look at everything from a blade of grass shows intelligent design. It's vibrating from the sun and greenish-yellow. That's 528 love. It's taking in that 528 frequency that the sun is resonating in. We now have a NASA recording of the sun, and it's fundamentally in 528, and it's harmonics. And so that energy of sound is coming down through space, which is hydrated. It's full of water. So the water, the liquid crystal superconductor, is conducting the electrons coming from the hydrogen. The sun's made of about 100% hydrogen, 2% actually helium, which is 2 hydrogen. So it's 100% hydrogen. The electrons, like H2O, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O, that H plus is caused by the donation of an electron. That electron goes through space and comes down in the light photon and zaps the chlorophyll molecule that is vibrating in 528. And so is that electron. So you've got a blade of grass that's literally phase locked into the sun, into the word of the Creator that said, let there be light, into the loving heart of the Creator that created the sun, and it was good. It was joyful. It was uplifting. It was healing. And so a blade of grass is everything that you need to tell us that J. Craig Venter's an idiot or a Satanist, certainly a demonic pagan, that evolution of the species, you know, plays some part, but it's not the end-all, be-all. It's actually creationism is what we're talking about, the fundamentals of creationism. Sound, light, cymatics, frequency, vibration, moving water into matter. This is the manifestation miraculous of 528, the third note of the original musical scale, Mirigestorum, miracles. This is how it's manifested. So you understand we have a choice. We can play Rockefeller's music. We can play the music of the night. We could be hypnotized by the Phantom of the Opera. And or we could be Christina, representing Christianity and the love of Christ. And we could choose literally a new destiny, not the one that's demonically polluted and intoxicating and degenerating to the culture. We can choose to offer our hearts with love to whoever or whatever. We can choose forgiveness, and that's what we've got to do. I lost my mother to the Rockefeller's vaccine industrialists. Can I hold on to the anger that I once had? Not if I'm sane. It's about being sane and being in integrity with the Creator, and the Creator is forever giving, forgiving, and that's why Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do," and that is the truth. You know, the Illuminati knows a lot, but they don't know the love of God. So forgive them, Father, they know not what they're missing. And the reality is we have a choice. The power to set us free is not in the politicians or the Illuminati. The power to set us free is in our hearts. It's the same power that sets a musician and a vocalist free to be phase locked, to be registered, to have a voice that's registered with the most divine sounds and the angels that bless us, that protect us, that uplift us, and administer this blessing that is eternal. It's not temporal. That's salvation. That's the evolution of the species into the heavenly kingdom that's right here, right now, available to us by choice. So at any rate, I know we're getting close to the end of the hour here, and you didn't even call. I guess either there's nobody out there listening, or I've just been a little bit interesting tonight. I guess this is the first time I've done a solo act for a while. I used to do this all the time. Did this for many years. Don in engineering tonight, he may be listening. Don, I know that you know that I did this solo for years before we were joined by Reverend Roxanne Hampton and more recently with wonderful investigative journalist Sherry Kane. But let me give thanks to BBS Radio for carrying the Inside Hour every week. And there's wonderful archives that you can go to. It's a couple bucks a month. It's well worth it to have access to the archives. There's some wonderful hosts on BBS Radio. And I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com and the wonderful folks there. By the way, it's really important. You've got to take care of that Holy Spirit-filled temple. Get the book, Healing Celebrations. If you want to know what I know about healing, the basic fundamentals are in the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And that book goes into the five most important and simplest steps. Number one is detox. There's a great product on Healthy World Store. It's called Zeolife. I start my day with a quart of water. I pH adjust it. That's step two, is alkalinization. So you want to get your water up to about pH of 8. You want to drink it, you know, a lot of it. You want to have half of your body weight converted to ounces at least daily. A guy my size needs about at least 3/4 gallon a day, pH adjusted to 8. And I start my day with a quart of water. I put in 15 drops of Love Minerals. They're awesome, and they're resonating in 528. So get Love Minerals from HealthyWorldStore.com. Let me give you a toll-free number to call for those of you who want to have a speak to or have a live body serve you. That is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And I'm sure that you appreciate every person, every ministry, every talk show host needs sponsors, and Healthy World Store has been my sponsor, and you my sponsor when you order anything. My books, my tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment from HealthyWorldStore.com. You are sustaining this ministry and you are sustaining this programming. So, love you out there. Thank you for doing that. And then, I think we got a late caller. Hi, who's calling?
Yeah, hi, Len. It's Christopher Holmes. I'm another BBS host on the Zero Point Show, and I just wanted to call in, and I've known of your work for about 4 years now, and I really admire what you do and your bravery in talking about the pharmaceutical mafia and all the issues you tackle. But I called in, I especially enjoyed your talking about the nature of the human heart. And I've written a book called The Heart Doctrine, Mystical Views of the Origins and Nature of Human Consciousness. And it explores the mysteries of the heart, drawing from all the sacred literature of the world and also from modern physics. And I want to send you a copy of that book, and I just appreciated everything you say about the heart. My work goes into the higher dimensional holographic physics of the human heart.
It sounds beautiful.
And I'd like to send you a copy of that.
Well, thank you, brother. That sounds great, Christopher. I'd love to get it. And I'm sure I'll read that because that's fascinating and vitally important, as you say.
Okay, maybe I'll up from off air, or you might email me afterwards. Thanks, Len,
your
work.
You know, you can connect through Don in engineering. Don's got my contact information.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay,
thanks for calling in.
Okay, good night.
Good night. So, yep, and then step three, and I've talked about, just briefly mentioned, the detoxification. Alkalinization is steps 1 and 2. Also, step 2 involves remineralization. Alkalinization and remineralization. That's why I mentioned I pH adjust the water. There's wonderful water machines, and or fresh squeezed lemon and lime will do it too, as well as a product called Alkalife in the Healthy World Store to alkalinize your water. Add the minerals, and you've got the minerals going in, and pH adjusted. Detoxification also, step 1 is facilitated by the most powerful detoxification aid on the planet today. It's called Zeolife, ZEOLIFE.net is the website for Zeolife. Check it out. It's the broad-spectrum detoxification aid, and it's very, very wonderful. It starts with where medicine uses chelation therapy. They use a product called Zeolite. And we have developed Zeolife. And then step 3 deals with this concept of holistics, this concept that we're not just a physical body. We've got body, mind, emotions, imagination, intuition, and will to choose a healthier destiny for ourselves, to choose miraculous healing. And so this whole concept of re-education about what holistics are about is step 3, every way possible that you can enhance or normalize your immunity. And folks, please stay away from vaccinations. Please have your children and grandchildren steer clear of vaccinations, because that's the hyper-stimulation of the immune cells and the immune system. It's really a hypersensitization reaction that's called vaccination. They're claiming vaccination's immunization. It's not. Immunization is a natural exposure to germs and a natural immune response. Vaccination is a hypersensitization reaction to toxic waste. And so that's what's necessary, is to realize that you've got to normalize immunity that's been hyperstimulated in many cases from vaccinations, and that's part of holistic care. Step four is oxygenation therapies, and step five is bioenergetic. That means step four, any way you can get more oxygen, the prana, the breath of life, that oxygen that I told you was vibrating in love in 528, any way that you can get more oxygen into your system, that is the part of love and universal healer. And then step five, bioenergetics. I mentioned faith tonight a number of times. Prayer is powerful. You couple faithful prayer with this conviction and heartfelt loving intention to produce healing miracles. Put on the Holy Harmony CD by Jonathan Goldman in the Healthy World Store section of music and the CDs there, and put somebody who needs a healing miracle to bed with Holy Harmony CD and pray with faithful loving conviction that they're going to have a miraculous healing, and the likelihood is enhanced dramatically that they shall. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, and it's such a blessing to see that happen. So bioenergetics involves everything from prayer and hands-on healing to the Royal Raymond Rife frequency generators. So check those out. There's the Miracle 6 in the Healthy World store, and I want to thank you tonight for listening. I want to thank again the sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com. Check out i528tunes.com, and we'll speak with you again, God willing, next Tuesday night, same time, midnight on the East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Love you. Bye for now.